Hiya, welcome to the Link Humans Social Media Know-How podcast. I'm Isabel and thanks very much for taking the time to listen. So today I'm going to talk to you about how to write a successful blog post, especially if you've been thinking about adding a blog to your company's website. Now, why would you want to do this? Well, there are lots of reasons why you should. A blog can keep customers and clients updated on the latest news in your company, as well as helping keep readers up to date on the latest news in your industry. Not only is the regular and new content great for SEO on your website, but if your blog posts become really popular, you can make people aware of your company that weren't previously, and ultimately that can mean much more business for you. According to HubSpot, 60% of businesses who blog acquire more customers. But perhaps your company's website already has a blog, and perhaps you're already writing great and thought-provoking content, but maybe you're struggling to get people reading it. Sound familiar? Well, don't despair, I'm going to give you my top tips on how to make sure your blog posts get noticed. Okay, so quickly before I go on to my tips, I'm just going to remind you about our conference, Social Media London Live, in November. Have you got your ticket yet? If not, remember you can use the exclusive discount code PODCAST when booking and you'll receive a 10% discount. You can go to socialmedialondon.co.uk for more information. But back onto my tips. Okay, so my first tip is first impressions. A blog post must have a catchy title that will grab people's attention. Think of your blog post title as like a headline of a newspaper article. The title is the first thing someone is going to read, and the title will determine whether or not they'll actually want to read your blog post. And you may have put a lot of time and effort into your blog post, researching, writing, and editing to get the copy for your post perfect. And, you know, this might be the best thing you've ever written. So by falling at the first hurdle, if you don't come up with a catchy title, and also, you know, sometimes coming up with a great title is even harder than writing the actual post, people are just simply not going to read your post if the title isn't very inviting. So the title mustn't be too long, definitely less than 12 words, and it must contain the main keywords of your blog post. The trick for writing a good title is to think about what people would look for in a search engine to get your SEO up, so that it's reaching the widest audience possible. And much like the title, the first paragraph as well of your post also needs to pack a punch. In the first sentence, you need to give people a reason to continue reading your post. The first paragraph needs to contain as many keywords as possible too, which makes it easier for search engines to rank your posts higher. Okay, so number two, my next tip is images. Make sure you always include images in your blog post. In fact, include lots of images if you can, the more the merrier. Breaking up your text with images is a great idea to make the content easier for readers to digest. And make sure the images are relevant and, of course, that you're allowed to use it as well. Try to find colourful and interesting photographs or graphics that'll help explain your points. On to tip number three, formatting. Just like the previous point, you can make your content much easier to read by properly formatting it. People find it much easier to read short paragraphs, and it also looks less daunting than a large block of text, so keep your paragraphs to largely one or two sentences if you can. And you can also think about lists and bullet points to get your points across instead of lengthy sentences. And you can use headings as well to make it easier for readers to skip to the parts of your post that they particularly want to read if they're just scanning your post. If your headings and subheadings contain keywords as well, this can also be great for SEO. Also, think about putting important words or phrases in bold and italics to put emphasis on what you're saying. Remember, there's no optimum word count for any blog post. It really depends on the topic and how much you have to say. I would suggest anything ranging from 500 to 1500 words, that should do it. Tip number four, staying power. To make people stay on your website as long as possible, be sure to link to other articles on your blog or on your website, of course, in the blog post. You don't want people reading your great blog post and then just simply clicking straight off it, so it's a really good idea to put one or two links in your post that relate to whatever topic you're talking about, so that the readers stay on your site for as long as possible. And this is an especially good idea when you're talking about one of your own products or services. Make sure you have a link to it. And number five, spread the word. Now, by the By far, the easiest way to get people reading your blog post is to spread the word via social media. So be sure to share your blog post and article on all your different social media networks, Twitter, Facebook, etc. Sharing your blog posts on social media channels means obviously less work creating content for social and will spread its reach and hopefully get the right people reading your posts as well and clicking through to your website. It's also a good idea to add social buttons to the blog post itself, so that other people can share your posts on their social media if they've enjoyed reading your article, and of course that means many more people can read them. Okay, so those were my 5 tips on how to write a successful blog post. We'd love your feedback, so please get in touch with us at LinkHumans, or of course, for any more information, go to linkhumans.com. Until next time, bye!